Station.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Monday, because every day above ground is a great day. Remember that strophe. That's a line from a song.
Pitbull. Okay, Mr. Worldwide, preaching over there.
I heard how Mr. Relevant was on YouTube. You have your hood up and over, you know, like, I know where you're at. So I just wanted to talk to you and all Packer fans, let you know, like, we're still going to keep chugging along.
I'm not in a good headspace.
I know. Yeah. I know. And it's okay. Like, you don't have to be in a good headspace.
But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that.
Yes.
I knew my rent was going to be late about a week ago.
Oh, man, that's my song.
That's Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust, alongside Super Bowl 50 runner-up Bradley Nordman, 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talkin' text line. As you know, we'll be doing the show together. We'll be together through the show. There will not be any tearing each other apart. We need to come together, as it is confirmed that Micah Parsons did, in fact, tear his ACL. He put out his statement, but if you want the optimism side of things, he put out a lion, and he said he's targeting September of 2026 to be out there. He's targeting week one. That's how you read between the lines of his post. Again, Packers lose to the Denver Broncos. Kyle, out at Mile High Stadium. Big congrats from a family standpoint for your cousin of making the Broncos 53-man roster. Were you chanting Go Pack Go?
I was chanting Go Pack
Go. In the family section?
So it was a mixed section of different folks, families and fans. Quite a few Packers fans there. And the Go Pack Go is loud. I'm a Packers fan, so at the end of the day, I'm cheering Go Pack Go. Me and baby girl, my brother. Go Pack Go! Go Pack Go! Very exciting game. It gave us a lot to cheer about until they did not.
Well, really until Christian Watson went down, because the offense was flowing. He was opening things up. He goes down, Zach Tom goes down, and obviously the one where it was, like, so obvious that it hurt, you know what I mean? Like, my brain initially went to some miracles in Wisconsin, I'd say. Jordan Love against the Eagles last year, I think we all feared that was the end of his season in Brazil.
Yeah, we did.
It was not. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, yeah.
Eastern Conference Finals.
That knee bent in a way where I'd never seen a knee bend, and then he was back within 2-3 games after they closed it out in 6 against the Hawks, and he was playing in the NBA Finals.
All those years of Favre, too, of just, like, getting
never
dinged up,
game.
Hurt, but rolled right through it.
But this non-contact grab, unfortunately, it is what we thought it was. So, want to get all of your thoughts. You could be pessimistic. You could be optimistic. You could be whatever you want to be. Because that's what we're here to do, is to get through this together, knowing that despite Micah Parsons being out, there are still things that you can achieve as a team. Now, does the doubt creep in about the ultimate goal? Abso-freaking-lutely, as it should. Micah Parsons is an animal, and he probably masks a lot of the things on the back end that we may see moving forward, but that doesn't mean you don't have a good enough coach and a good enough quarterback to be able to win this division still. They're favored against the Bears coming up this Saturday night. So, whatever you got, 800-990-3776, Carbless Talking text line. But I guess where I would ask for the next 3 to 4 weeks, like, Brad Nordman, as the former NFL player, how does the locker room react? Like, where does this fall to in the organization? Like, who's the leaders? How do you get through this? Just take me through it.
Yeah, well, once as the dust settles, and the dust is still settling, make no mistake about it, but we're going to learn a lot over the next 3 to 4 weeks about the type of culture that Matt LaFleur has built in this organization and the character of this team, because make no mistake, and I mean, not only are guys dinged up across the board, right? Christian Watson got pretty good news that he'll be coming back. Not exactly sure when, but no major injury there. We're still looking at Zach Tom and Quay Walker. But when a guy like Micah Parsons goes down on your team, who's the best player on your team, maybe not as important as the quarterback, but the best player on your team, one of the best players in the NFL, productive-wise and as a heartbeat, as a tenacity, as a tone setter for the team, it's a shock. It's a shell shock. And what's going to happen is you're going to revert to whatever the default is and whatever the culture is in your locker room. That's why I'm just there's still a bit of processing left to be done about what this team is now capable of, what their expectations are the rest of the season. But make no mistake about it. There are some teams that this, with the high level of expectations, I mean, shoot, even midway through the third quarter, the Packers were up 2 scores, and I was thinking, this team's a Super Bowl team. They're looking great. Jordan Love is cruising. Defense is doing just enough. We got a fierce defender in Micah Parsons, and Jordan Love's cooking. I thought this team is Super Bowl bound. But the about face of expectations that occur when you lose a guy like Micah Parsons, it's going to shock this team, and they're going to revert back to whatever the culture of the team is. So we're going to learn if Matt LaFleur has been able to sow in seeds of a tough, resilient, forward-looking type of culture, or if this team can crumble, because we've seen it before in the past, and you have probably been a part of teams where if you lose your top guy, it crumbles everything around you. So that's why I'm so excited for the next 3 weeks, because we're going to learn a lot about this team.
So excited.
Well, I'm not excited for what happened.
Strong.
But, like, I think I'm starting
to... I'm intrigued to see what this team is without their all-pro defensive end that had 12 and a half sacks and led the league in pressures, and the rest of the defense around him on the line cannot do anything. I'm intrigued to see. I'm not going to say I'm excited.
But aren't you excited to see how this team responds? It'll tell a lot. It'll tell me if they are building a Super Bowl foundation or not. Because if this one injury makes them crumble, let's say they go 1-2 or 0-3 down the stretch and miss the playoffs, something like that, it tells me a lot about where this team is. But if they respond, it tells me that they have got a solid enough culture to take that and move into 2026 to be Super Bowl favorites.
Yeah, so I ain't going to lie to you. When Micah Parsons went down, I was absolutely dejected. I just sat there, and I was just very upset about the fact that we just lost probably all of our hopes and chances and dreams of actually going to a Super Bowl. But then I had time to think about it and process it, especially on the plane ride back. Now, the Super Bowl is not out of the realm of possibility for the Green Bay Packers, Brett. I just think you hit on it talking about the fact that, oh, you're going to find out who's in the locker room. But one guy I know who's in the locker room is Jordan Love. And if we truly believe Jordan Love is the elite quarterback that he is, and we believe that Jordan Love is the franchise quarterback that he is, then he can guide an offense that put up a lot of points yesterday, despite the fact that they had an offensive lineman missing, despite the fact that Christian Watson, who opens up everything underneath, went out of that football game, despite the fact that Josh Jacobs was playing with a banged up knee, this offense was still able to get up multiple scores, as in more double digits, against the Denver Broncos early in the third quarter, and got the ball back before that interception by Patrick Surtain. So when I think about this Green Bay Packers football team, yes, they still have an opportunity to go to a Super Bowl. Now, is the picture more bleak? Absolutely. Or should they be the Super Bowl favorites? Absolutely not. But can the Packers still go to a Super Bowl with Josh Jacobs, Christian Watson, Romeo Dobbs, Tay Wicks, Luke Musgrave?
You're not naming anyone on defense, Kyle.
And Matthew Golden, this Green Bay Packers offense.
How many drinks they serve you on the flight back?
I had
when you did all this thinking.
I had zero drinks. Too expensive at the stadium, too expensive on the plane, so I am sober as a bee.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I share that.
You lost
that
me
optimism.
When Luke Musgrave was number 4 on your like naming guys of like the word Super Bowl and Luke Musgrave shouldn't be in the same sentence.
Yeah, some catches yesterday. I'm just saying
what's
it's
crazy
be a
is he dropped
unit.
An easy one and then caught the hard one.
He dropped the diving catches pretty well, but if it's right in the bread basket.
Patrick dropped the easy one.
Yeah.
No, regardless, I don't want to get caught up in tight end 2 and 3 turned 1 and 2 because of your all-pro tight end.
Come together.
Zach Tom getting injured. Don't know the extent of, like, you know, how long. Christian Watson, how long.
Devontae Wyatt, gone.
Tucker Kraft, gone. Micah Parsons, gone. Those are some really, 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 really big pieces to this Green Bay Packers team that when I mention the word Super Bowl and I think about how we were talking about this 2025 team getting to where they were heading into Denver, was even despite losing Kraft and Wyatt, the challenge became tougher, but the team was starting to play the right type of football at the right time. And when you lose the one guy, and your defense is based off pressure, right? All the times I think about the games that we've gone into, and Tausch bringing up and being right twice about having, like, well, the way that they're set up to play defense, they're going to get to Jared Goff and move him off a spot because they have a Micah, right? Like, all those things of, like, when you can talk about how you're going to beat really good teams, you lose that. And now, and now you turn to everyone else that could, that he was sort of helping put everyone in a situation where they didn't have to be stars, but could just do their job. Now, in week 15, 16, 17, 18.
Yep.
You have to have the guys doing their jobs do more. And not just one or two guys. Everyone does. And so when I think about...
I see. I want to tell you what your problem is.
No, but Kyle, when I tell you that Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine have to do more than they've done all year, you can look at me with a straight face and say, can they or can
like
they not?
Like, I can rely on them to
And it's not just them. It's everyone else.
See, your problem is this. See, Homer was way off base last week when he said they should be completely embarrassed by what they did.
I agreed, this isn't the situation anymore.
You got to understand, I don't believe in the defense anymore. You're talking about God's guys.
So how can Super Bowl even be a realm of possibility?
You got to outscore everybody. That's why I'm saying Jordan Love in this offense needs to put up 35 to 40 points every single... It needs to be a track meet.
It needs to be sprint past everybody
every single time.
This isn't the Big 12 in college football.
That is the only way we're going to win, fellas.
This is called bargaining, everybody.
That
is bargaining.
That is
35 to 40 points every game all the way to the Super Bowl.
Listen,
you have not accepted Micah. are bargaining with yourself in your brain. I knew it when you said Luke Musgrave.
Listen, I told you, it's not out the realm of possibility. It's extremely bleak, but it's going to be on the arm of Jordan Love. The offense got to put up points. Listen, you just got to outscore everybody. That's what it comes down to. You got to outscore everybody. And if you could somehow find a way to win the NFC North, because right now I am not in a great headspace when it comes to the Chicago Bears with the Green Bay Packers. By Friday, I'm sure it's going to be belt the ass again. But as of Monday today, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a tough matchup.
You wore sweatpants to make sure you didn't worry about
it. I wore sweatpants, very rare, on a weekday. So overall, what I'm saying is this: I don't believe in this defense whatsoever, but I believe in Matt LaFleur and I believe in Jordan Love that they can elevate this team. Now, yesterday, that injury to Zach Tom, that destroyed that offensive line, because that was, you need him against that pass rush, right? And the team losing Christian
over
Watson,
half his dropbacks, he was under pressure.
Yeah, he was literally, it was pressure. But when you lose Christian Watson, everything else doesn't open up underneath. So that was the biggest issue. If Christian Watson is healthy and Zach Tom is healthy. I don't know why I can say that. And Zach Tom is healthy. The Green Bay Packers, legitimately in my mind, still can be in the Super Bowl conversation. They're definitely not the favorite. You got to look at the Rams. You got to look at the Eagles, despite how they're playing.
Kyle Wallace had too much of the Mile High air over the weekend.
Get this man some oxygen.
No, but jump
in as a Packer backer.
Don't we
where
like the Packers offense when healthy?
In the cycles here, we have Mr. He's still bargaining with himself.
He's still going.
He's doing the debate with himself that he normally does.
They
35
score,
to 40 points. Outscore everybody to the Super Bowl.
All the way to the Super Bowl?
Only way.
And that worked for Aaron Rodgers,
Josh
right?
Jacobs is good.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers was MVP level. They had a top five defense when they won the Super Bowl.
That's the overall
point. There's the Hall of Fame quarterback.
Really quickly, Shroff.
In Green Bay, with the best offense in the NFL for many years, couldn't do what you're asking Jordan Love to do without Tucker Kraft and without a great offensive line.
I think the Rams are pretty good, but I don't feel like there's any elite football team. The Green Bay Packers always with Aaron Rodgers.
But you just lost Michael. You're forgetting that.
Think about how
other teams view the Packers now. They're like, oh,
think about how you view the defense right now.
Hey, the defense is capital A, capital S. Like, that's what they are without Michael Parsons. But what I'm saying is this. is that when Aaron Rodgers ran into teams, he ran into actual, like, really good teams. Right now, you're talking about the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC, and then everybody else, and the Eagles, again, never play off. You know, they won the Super Bowl last year.
But the Packers lost Micah Parsons.
I get it. That's why you got to score, okay? It's going to be a
35 to 40 points.
Yes.
Kevin in Illinois, let's go to you with optimism. Let's see if you're bargaining with yourself as well on the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776 on KBN.
I am not bargaining with anybody. I know the sky may feel like it's falling, but look at what we got. Guys need to step up. Look, we got a guy like Edgerrin Cooper. That guy was wrecking games last year, rushing the passer, multiple sack games. Utilize our guys on defense. On offense, we're significantly better than we were last year. Look at the weapons. We didn't have Christian Watson when we gave the Eagles the biggest fight they had in their entire journey to the Super Bowl last year. We didn't have – our offensive line wasn't playing like it's playing, and I know Zach Tom might be hurt, but nonetheless, this offense
was bad yesterday.
So far, one game. And the defense
but,
– you know,
but
the defense was bad against the Cowboys in one game.
Against the Denver Broncos, one of the best teams with one of the best pass rushes, which is what you run into in the playoffs, is some of the best teams with the best defenses – that's what's scary me.
Don't back down, Kevin. You don't back down.
But this is why last week and then this game was so interesting,
right? Thank you, Kevin, because again...
Because the Packers on their way to the Super Bowl are going to have to face Seattle, LA. Those are also top 10 D lines, just like the Denver Broncos. This is why it's such an interesting test. That's why our Friday name the game was so like Super Bowl litmus test oriented.
It wasn't that bad. The first half was fine.
You're right.
Even the first...
You had Micah. You were healthy.
I'm saying even the first drive, granted, Riley Moss had the big penalty that helped the Packers, but Josh Jacobs broke a run that got called back and then scored again on a great touch. I mean, so like, I feel really, really good overall about the fact that this offense can put up points when healthy. When healthy.
Well, Brett's optimistic. He says, I never thought Kyle, of all people, would be the voice of reason after this loss. I'm impressed.
Thank you, Brett.
Your calls. I see your texts. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. Just tell us what you're feeling. Are you bargaining? Have you accepted? Are you just down in the dumps? Whatever it is, we'll hear from you. Plus, who's going to shoulder the most pressure? I think I know Kyle's answer without Micah Parsons. And who has to shoulder it? All next. It's Kyle, Bruston, Nortman on what we wish was a Victory Monday.
You're listening to Kyle, Bruston, Nortman, KBN.
His career success rate was 51%. That's trash.
That's trash. That's really bad.
I'm Ricky Henderson in 1923. I want y'all to understand that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
That's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But, you know, like I said, it's not going to be one individual that can do that. I think it's the collective. It's everybody playing to the best of their ability. And, you know, like I said before, they're going to have to feed off one another and rally around each other. And it's going to be opportunities for other guys to get in there. And they're going to have to be impactful.
That was Matt LaFleur post-game after the loss to Denver yesterday. Packers and Bears mean something again. We'll get there a little bit. We're still processing. Kyle's bargaining.
No. I'm rational, according to
one person.
KBN Nation, no.
Well, there's a lot of optimism.
Who's also bargaining?
I will say this. There is a lot of optimism on the Carbless Talk and text line.
Who made y'all the bargaining police? Trying to tell us what we doing. What does Homer say? Don't tell me how to think.
Just know
how to
feel.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe's running the show. I had told Strofe in his ear, get this crappy music out of my ear, and Kyle was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, the unlicensed music. I'm like, this is our...
Let's go to Cheesehead Bucky on the Carbless Talk and text line, because he says we'll be all right.
All right, Cheesehead, let's hear it.
What's up, boys?
What's happening?
Okay, so yesterday, when the situation happened, it was heartbreaking. It was devastating. After a good night's rest, you know, you got to think, okay, as long as Tom and Watson come back, the offense will be fine. And then we have to believe in Jeff Hafley. Now all of a sudden we lose Michael Parsons, which is a devastating loss. But we have to believe that if he is as good as coach as we think he is, he's going to be able to come up with a game plan to put this in the defense, put the defense in a position to succeed.
Well, what I do and like I what you mentioned, Cheesehead Bucky, real quick, is the same way that we are kind of talking about from Brad's perspective of Matt LaFleur's culture and the way they respond the next 3 to 4 weeks. This man is up for head coaching opportunities. And what are you made of without the Pro Bowl, All Pro edge rusher in Micah Parsons? I think that's a really good point.
Well, and what's fascinating too is, I mean, this defense wasn't horrible last year. Like the one thing we said was, okay, they can stop the run. They can't get any rush on the passer. Now they fixed that with Micah Parsons, but the personnel this season to last season, outside of Micah, the personnel that's going to be the next three games and beyond in the postseason, fairly similar to last year. Now I think the problem is you remove Micah and you don't have Devontae Wyatt. Like, those are your two best D linemen. Those are better than Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness, whoever you want to put into there. So those guys are going to have to cook. They're going to have to figure out how to get some pressure, because I don't think this defense is built to just hold down and let the quarterback have time. They must get pressure. So Jeff Hafley is going to have to really get in his bag in order to get creative to put some pressure on him, because they won't be able to win with four. We know that because they didn't get it last year.
Let's go to Aaron Random Lake. Is that a town?
Oh, come on.
Random Lake, Wisconsin.
Come on.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
What a sick name.
You've been here for like a decade.
A decade? He got here in 2010.
Yeah.
You are not beating the fake Packers fan allegations that we'll talk about later if you can't figure
Aaron
out the cities
in
here.
In a random lake?
Is North Carr, is he in a car up north?
No, he's in North Carolina.
Yeah. See? You're misleading me on the Carbless Talking
text line. Random Lake is a city.
Let's go to Aaron. You're on the Carbless Talking text line with KBN.
Hey. How are you guys doing?
Good. I mean, as good as we can
doing
be.
All right. Doing all right. How about yourself, man?
Yeah, pretty depressed about the injuries. That was terrible. First half, I was sky high. Second half, I was as low as can be. But other than that, doing okay. So, Kyle, you were saying how the Packers offense is good enough to get them to the Super Bowl, possibly win it.
35, 40 points a game, Aaron.
Thinking, yeah, and Show I'm thinking, oh, how many times does that ever happen? It's defense that wins championships, offense.
I know.
Offense helps the defense win.
No, I get it. That's why you got to flip the script.
What do you mean you know? Yeah, you know? Aaron called in to tell you what you didn't believe in the first segment.
And Kyle, they've scored 40 once, 35... 31.
They would have had 30 yesterday.
All the rest are in the 20s.
They would have had 30 yesterday. They were up 23 to 15.
I'm just telling you. They've scored half 30 three times.
Well, yeah, and did they have Christian the opportunity Watson to do that still?
Listen, I'm with the
Christian
team,
Watson wasn't. I understand the impact that he had when he
the
left.
The defenses that they're playing these next coming weeks, it's the Bears who force turnovers. We know the Bears aren't the best defense. So you got the Chicago Bears. You got the Ravens who can't stop anything. And then you got the Minnesota Vikings. The Green Bay Packers in every single game have an opportunity to get that offense back into rhythm and get revving up and letting them know that, fellas, we are going to be the greatest show on grass in Lambeau Field when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. Because our defense ain't going to be able to stop anything.
Right, Strofe, just you're going through the process here of the Micah stuff. He's bargaining.
And he's further along than I am. I am planted firmly in denial.
Denial? Like, yeah, yesterday didn't happen?
They're going to win out. We're winning the North. We're going to be the 2 seed. We'll beat the Bears again in the playoffs. It'll be awesome. Everything's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I like that confidence.
You don't have a lot of conviction, Strofe.
What do you mean? What are you talking about, Brad?
It sounds like you've sort
he doesn't mean it.
I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl anymore. I've officially eliminated that from the list of possibilities.
Yes.
But could they get there? Maybe.
It's not out the realm of possibility. Thank you,
now,
Strofe.
Now, is the possibility slim? It sure is.
Very slim.
Very, very slim.
I've said all along, I think I'm the only one who remembers Tucker Kraft's injury, and every week on this program I've said it's going to be really hard to win a Super Bowl without Tucker Kraft. Well, by the way, it's going to be really, really, really hard to win a Super Bowl without Tucker Kraft and Micah Parsons. But I think there's a point Kyle's made that everybody's disregarding, and that is the fact that this is the most parody we've seen in the NFL this late in the season in a really, really long time. Now, that said, I don't know how firmly planted the Packers are amongst the top of that parody, but they are in the parody, and as long as they win out and win the NFC North, that means they're going to have home playoff games, and they're going to have the crowd behind them, and maybe, just maybe, just maybe, they can find a way to do it. But
bargaining.
He's making good sense.
This is fun. Jokes aside and stages of grief aside, I do think they're still going to win out. I really do. I believe that. I believe they will beat Chicago on Saturday. I think they'll beat Baltimore. Kyle's concerned about the Bears.
He said that.
Yeah. You're not concerned about the Bears on Saturday?
No, I own the Bears. What are you talking about?
You own the Bears.
Okay. I personally, as well as Kyle, as well as an owner of the Packers, own the Bears.
Yeah. No, I own the Bears, but I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous about this. The ownership I have acting up, getting a little rowdy. I don't feel on firm ground right now.
Throwing a party, and then next thing you know, they just like the Bears disregard you and just party on.
Yeah.
The Bears are riding high and talking all that trash that they always talk on Packers weeks, and then they'll shut up next week and disappear until we beat them again in the playoffs, because that's what they do. They're riding high because they beat Shedeur Sanders and one of the worst teams in the NFL yesterday. They're riding high. Win of the century, I've heard some people call it.
Come on, Bears fans.
Win of the century yesterday.
I did get a call from David Kaplan of ESPN 1000 this morning. Hey, you need any tips about beating the Cleveland Browns? Ha, 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 ha.
You need tips on how to beat the Green Bay Packers when healthy? Ha, 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 ha.
There you go. Kyle's back. Tom in North Carolina. You're on the Carbless Talking Text Line with KBN. Optimistic, pessimistic, you tell us.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
We're making good.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Good. Well, the polar vortex has hit the state of North Carolina. It was very cold this morning, but I'm sure colder up there in the
Did it even hit below freezing?
Hey. Oh, it got down to 14 degrees last night.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's cold for North Carolina.
It's 18 here right now.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
34 on my car temperature right now.
It's cold for North Carolina.
Anyways. Listen, I agree with Kyle. I'm very optimistic. Here's why I'm optimistic. Micah Parsons, a definite loss, okay? But let's think about this for a minute. He doesn't play 100% of the plays. We still got our secondary intact. All the defense is there except for Micah Parsons. I'm really impressed with Lucas Van Ness. I thought last year that he's going to be somebody who's going to be somebody to reckon with. I see him back healthy now. And then if we look at the offense with Christian Watson not being long-term injury, we're not losing a whole lot. And sometimes it's okay to not be the talk of the town every single week.
Preach, Tom,
preach.
And
have people look at you and go, oh, they lost Micah Parsons, so we ain't got to worry about him anymore. And that's when Matt LaFleur's got to be in the locker room and get in these guys' faces and say, they don't think you're good enough.
Tom, know we talk about.
Thank you, Tom.
That was a good call. Now,
look, Tom was cooking. Nope. Brad, Tom was cooking. He told Michael.
He's right about Matt LaFleur. Will he incentivize and encourage his team?
Yeah, sounds like Tom needs to be in the locker room more than anything. I don't know about the whole we didn't lose much.
I didn't love that line.
No, Tom said very good.
He's like a top 10 player in the league, Micah Parsons, you just lost.
No, Tom.
And it's not like this team is full of defensive studs.
Are you mocking Tom by going Southern Kyle?
Not at all. I love Tom. Went through it. I love Tom's accent.
I miss that.
That accent got me all geeked up. Matt LaFleur need to be in the locker room saying, everybody don't believe me. He don't believe in y'all. Okay? He don't believe in y'all. Y'all gonna go ahead and
now you sound like Ed Orgeron, the old LSU coach.
Go ahead and show him now. We don't play that up in Lambeau. I love
Tom. Louisiana Kyle now.
We're gumbo Kyle right now. I went from North Carolina down to Louisiana.
Too much of a southern draw.
You were just in Denver. You're from Milwaukee. Man, you're really reaching right now, and you're like just trying to have fun with the news of Micah Parsons right now.
Yeah. There was a fan actually in a box. He was a jerk. When Micah Parsons was down, he was like, get him up off the field and get the game. I'm like, dog, like, what?
That's insensitive.
He could be hurt, like, for real. And he was.
How did you take the news in, Brad?
Well, I went down to the fridge. I was a little bit sad. But I got pretty happy again because I opened up the fridge and I saw all the ice cold carbless staring right back at me. And I said, ah, everything's going to be all right. Because I know when I open up that can, I know what's waiting for me. I know ingredients that I know and trust inside of every can of carbless, but also it's the guilt-free atmosphere and experience that I just love with carbless. Getting a little bit older, I'm watching what I'm putting in my body, but carbless passes every test. Zero sugar, zero carbs, zero gluten. Only 100 calories and just the right amount of carbonation. Not too much, not too little, just the perfect amount. And with that, there's a flavor for everybody. Whether you're at home just relaxing and wanting the diverse range of flavors that Carbless has, or you're going to a party, or even better, hosting a party, you know that there'll be a flavor for everyone. The margarita options. I had, again, the raspberry margarita that last night. It was so good. I didn't even know raspberry margarita is something I needed until I tasted it. All the classic cocktails. Of course, the fruit flavors. Oh, so good. So as you're going through your grocery shopping, make sure you stop wherever you pick up your ready-to-drink cocktails. Take a couple of hands and pick up some Carbless, because you're going to want it for this holiday season as you enjoy watching the green and gold the rest of the year and celebrating this holiday season with all the family and friends. This is more with Carbless.
So with the obvious news of Micah Parsons being out and Kyle's working on a list for 4 o'clock for guys that need to step up the rest of the season. We know he likes to talk about in the offseason taking the next step. Who's going to do that? But who needs to step up? Now, with that, losing Micah, so who's going to do what now? Brad, you said this is like a group project, and your all-star performer is out. And then they have to turn to Ben Brust to give the presentation at the class.
Woo.
Who in this group project for the Green Bay Packers defense actually can make an impact from top to bottom, from coach to players? We discuss that next with all of you.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're 92. It's,
yeah, yeah.
I thought it was 93. You said 93.
Almost 93.
When's his birthday?
May.
It's July.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Skip the usual winter
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strofe running the show. Stage of grief are you in? Denial, bargaining, depression, acceptance. I believe there's one more that we're missing. There's five stages, but I trust that Strofe and Kyle know exactly what I'm talking about. That's right. You were talking to each other.
Can I say what you said to me on air? Okay.
Acceptance?
He said this sounds like Gentleman's Club music. And I said, clearly you've never been to a Gentleman's Club.
Yeah, this is, no.
This
ain't it.
This is the furthest thing from Gentleman's Club. I don't want a lady. I don't like Gentleman's Club. I don't want nobody dancing this in front of me. Yeah,
I feel like I can.
It feels like an
this.
80s, like.
No, they don't bounce around like
I'm
that.
I'm thinking of a mustache right now in the 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I was going for.
Yes. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norman, Alex Strofe in the show. I already did this, but I'm going to do it again. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. Brad, you're the NFLer. You've been in the locker rooms. This defense is going to go through what process right now?
Well, it's going to be weird on Wednesday. It's going to be weird on Wednesday, and they're going to be in the they're probably currently in denial a little bit, but they're going to have to get to acceptance by Saturday night because the season goes on. Tuesday, there's probably a day off today, and then Tuesday starts the week because Saturday, it's going to be weird. There's going to be a void on the D-line and the defensive meeting rooms, in the locker room, everywhere. That means someone's going to have to step up. I mean, I know we're waiting on Kyle's step up list, but at 4 o'clock, if I'm looking at this, it's got to be Xavier McKinney to me. Xavier McKinney's got to be. I can't ask someone to be an All Pro or to be a Pro Bowler if they've never done it before. So to me, Xavier McKinney's got to be the guy that does it. He's gonna have to be vocal. He's gonna have to be physical. He's gonna have to be making plays. And Jeff Hafley's gonna have to be an absolute magician with getting pressure. That means probably having a couple guys in the back end that are left one on one, or even worse. So therefore, a guy like McKinney is gonna have to even step up even more, because if they're gonna have a chance to win the division and make any sort of noise in the playoffs, which I don't think they're going to go to a Super Bowl, but they can and should win the division, maybe a playoff game.
Well, can and should, huh?
Can and should.
So you got them winning on Saturday, I see, early.
I do, too.
I do.
I genuinely
do.
What do you mean, no? You are
no,
touting.
I said, no, I didn't say no. I said wow.
Well, either way, you said no. I'm saying you said no because I know your vibe right now, and you did tell me that you think they lose to the Bears.
I would be, no.
That is what you said before we got popped on these microphones. No, so now you're being fraud.
No, the word lose never came out of my mouth. I said I'd be shocked if they beat the Bears. I didn't say they were going to lose.
Wow.
Shocked if they beat the Bears.
That's worse.
If this team
can go to the Super Bowl. Any belief aside.
Short week. The Bears got a little bit of hype and momentum.
Okay, enough of him.
I'll bet you whatever you want.
You're in a bad spot.
Really?
Don't bet when you're in a bad spot.
I'm not betting against the Packers, against the Bears. Stop it.
Again, these are things. The Kyle Strofe battle.
I got the Packers winning, but I'm going to be shocked if they do.
Wait, that makes no sense.
It does make sense.
He's bargaining, guys.
That's why you've graduated.
No, that was
delusion.
That was the most impressive flip flop of all time. He said two different things in the same sentence.
I'd be shocked if they win, but I'm picking the Packers to win.
Yes. Call me shocked on Saturday, fellas.
You're a confusing
individual.
Just because I'll be shocked if they do it doesn't mean that I don't think they can do it.
Okay. So according to Josh DiMaggio, producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN, he said that Strofe during Mr. Irrelevant was just saying a lot of the same things over and over and just trying to find different words to say it. That's what I feel like you've done with the first 45 minutes. And I'm not blaming you.
Yeah, you're just,
your thoughts are clouded. Emotions are high.
Like, I'd be shocked if they win, but I think they will win.
I mean, the Bears smacked the hell out the Browns. So my team's in here. Michael Parsons is down. Christian Watson is laying on the ground. Zach Thomas is down. And I'm trying to use
your logic to help you get to the point where, like, you can think the Bears will lose to the Packers.
Oh, we'll talk about why I have some doubts.
But here, 35 to 40 points a game.
Yeah,
Jordan Love can do that against a team that gives up a lot of points, gives up a lot of yards. And again, he threw one interception, but what did he do after he threw that interception?
Are we going to slow down the run game without Micah?
Micah's
not good against the run. Now
he's lashing out.
Yeah.
Man, we need a seatbelt for you. Do you need a hug?
No, hell no. Don't touch me.
What do you need? Because I'm with you for another 2 hours and 15 minutes, and I just want to get you to a better place.
I just need
because
if the Packers
on the Carbless Talk and text line, Joe chimes in. He's totally depressed. Season's over. Wife told him to get over it.
Joe,
I know a guy who's a really good divorce attorney. I'm going to be honest with you, fellas. All right, moment of honesty here. I had a rough weekend, okay? As you guys know, I'm a wrestling fan. My favorite wrestler of all time, John Cena, retired on Saturday. Well, yeah,
was that to be expected, though?
Him to lose or him retiring?
Both.
Yes and yes. Oh. Both expected. It was John Cena's final match. Anyway, I cried on Saturday. I cried on Saturday watching John Cena's final wrestling match. And then Micah Parsons got injured, and Christian Watson got injured, and Evan Williams, who might be my favorite Packer these days, got injured.
Zach Tom
got injured. So I was not in a good shape all weekend. And if my girlfriend said to me on any of those occasions,
Get over it.
I'm calling Ben, and I say, hey, buddy, I'm sleeping over. Yeah, for the foreseeable future.
I wouldn't go that far, but I was just going to tell our good friend John or whatever.
Joe. Yeah, Joe. I mean, when I saw this, I was like, I got to bring this up because I'm team Joe. Like,
your wife doesn't love you like she should love you.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
Joe, just
how long have you been married? Because she should know, Joe. You should have laid the precedent that in a situation like this, that's not what we're looking here.
Yeah. See, that's exactly right.
You need to be nurtured in that moment.
Yeah, she should have given you a big hug.
Yeah.
Joe, you should have I hope you took a lot of deep breaths. And breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth.
And didn't take it out on her?
Whoa.
Jeez. No, like, with words.
You trying to act on her? My goodness.
No, like, bam. Babe, this is real. Micah's gone.
He said, take it out on her. What?
Ben.
With words.
No,
verbally.
That was aggressive.
I didn't mean it like that.
God damn it, what'd I tell you?
Dom Madison.
What do you mean get over? Michael's on the ground.
Did you tell him? Did you get it, Strofe? Tell us about American Family Insurance.
Oh, man. American Family Insurance. Things might be down now, but guess what? Sports are fun. They're for us. They're entertainment. But driving is something that's important. You want to make sure you're protected on the road. Homeowners insurance is something important because you want to make sure that your home is protected. And that is exactly what you get with American Family Insurance. Just like a great team needs great protection, American Family Insurance knows your family needs that too. That's why they make life better by protecting your dreams with outstanding home and auto policies. So always remember to insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today to find an agent near you or to get a quote instantly online. That is AmFam.com today.
Don't take your Packers frustration out on your significant others. Kyle Wallace's mom hit on Patrick Surtain Jr. at Mile High Stadium. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Transformers Megan Fox.
No, I would say Megan Fox, we all good, but 7:45 is time to go. You had to transform your ass up out of here.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Tsunami.
Chef Ed chimes in. You guys are a joke. The only one who's allowed on the Packers playoff train is Kyle. I'm not throwing in the towel quite yet. You're cooking with Chef Ed.
Chef Ed, you're an emotional roller coaster. You hated me last week.
What'd I do?
Do you really want to be with Chef Ed? Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, wow. Brad Nortman, Alex Strofer on the show. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking text line. Kyle Wallace's cousin, Jordan Turner. Signed to the 53-man roster for the Denver Broncos. So, cool family moment for Kyle. Bad fan moment for Kyle being there for all those injuries, especially. You were that's crazy. You were going to be able to tell people you were at the Micah Parsons game.
Yeah, I mean, that's a moment fans
hopefully
will
there's a Micah
a long,
Parsons
long
game
time.
That we can talk about in the playoffs in his future, but right now this is the one that's going to stand out.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that part.
So, any stories from, you know, your family's quite the trip when you guys go on trips.
Yeah, they are quite the trip when going on trips. Let me tell you, we were deep. We were about 12 deep for that game against the Packers, seeing Jordan play against the Packers and the Broncos play against the Packers. And so, you know, we're all Packers fans. My whole family's from Wisconsin, got some from Colorado as well, living there now. But we're Packers fans, but we're supporting my little cousin Jordan in this game.
You know,
my mom, even during the game, she was cheering for the Broncos. But when the Go Pack Go went out, her and my auntie, Go Pack Go, Go Pack. So they was into it as well. But they were Broncos fans. And so after the game, you know, we get to go on the field. Cool. You know, we see a lot of players hanging out. And as I'm done, you know, with baby girl, we're taking photos. And Mama Wallace is walking ahead. And all of a sudden, I walk up and I see Mama Wallace talking to a player. And I say, what is she? Listen, your nephew is number 53 out of 53. You ain't supposed to be talking to none of these people. You just keep walking. And I look and I said, oh my gosh, who is she talking to? All I hear is, PS2, PS2. You had such a good game. You played so well. You worked so hard. I'm just proud of the way you went out there and you played. Can I get a picture? I'm like, oh my gosh. My mama's sitting over here talking to Patrick Surtain the second. Telling him how good of a game he has and getting a picture with him,
she's the auntie of.
She is a 70-year-old woman, or 68, almost 70-year-old woman, the auntie of Jordan, my cousin.
Not even the mom.
Not the mom, the auntie sitting there. I got photo proof. Sitting there talking to Patrick Surtain, and then they took a picture. And the funniest part, and then my other aunties ran over there to go get in the picture with Patrick Surtain. And
so my mom
sitting there giving him advice, telling him how good he is and all this. And then
advice is she giving him?
I don't know. Play hard. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. My mom has migrated and did the biggest switch up ever. She went from saying go Pack Go and Bronco stuff to talking to the defensive player of the year from last year, telling them how good he was. And then, you know, these old women, I love them. They my aunties, but they all 60 plus. They said, he's fine in every generation. He's fine all the time. I said, wait a minute. I'm going to tell my daddy now. You can't be talking about how fine another man
is,
Mama.
Would they be doing that in front of him?
Oh, come on. Now, hell
if,
yeah.
If Daddy Wallace?
Yeah, my dad. What was my dad going to do? He old as hell, too. So, I mean, Patrick don't want her. So, I mean, but my mom yesterday.
Patrick don't want
it was
her.
So funny watching, seeing my mama sitting there chatting it up with the reigning defensive player of the year after he had a huge interception that shifted momentum. And after the game, it wasn't Coach Payton, the head coach. It wasn't Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator. Nope, it was Mama Wallace who was sitting there giving him a pep talk, telling him how great he was.
Did he talk?
PS2. No, he just nodded. Yeah.
Was he rolling with the crew? Like, did he have a family?
He had a security guard. My mama just went right past security. right past security. She was. I'm telling
you. Did you guys have, at least have a, like a lanyard or something? That
no,
showed...
no lanyard. Just, you know,
so
Bronco
he probably
stuff.
Thought that they were just crazy fans to start.
Listen, they. Listen,
did she say, my nephew's Jordan?
I'm 100% positive.
And he's probably like, who?
No.
Who that?
No, they cool. But I got stories. They, you know, they go to the club after. But the thing is that, yeah, Mama Wallace was giving some pep talk to Patrick Surtain, so I'm sure she probably said, I'm going to see y'all in the Super Bowl or something like that. But hearing your mama say, PS2, because that's the thing. PS2, fangirling. Girl, you too damn old to be fangirling. You almost 70.
She went straight jersey chasing after one game.
She did.
Well, no, it didn't take, like, you know, five games.
Eyes.
You know, one game.
Made one play. She said, ooh. He's good. I like him. I'm telling you, she found he was just being as nice as possible. But Mama Wallace gave Patrick Surtain a little bit of
players
pep
are
talk.
Pretty dressed up too. Was he pretty dressed up?
Man,
he looking good.
Listen, he rich, man. He was dressed real good. Mm. I wish I could. But yeah, so if the Broncos win the Super Bowl and Patrick Surtain keep playing at this high level, know it's because Mama Wallace gave him a little pep talk and encouragement, and tell him how great he was.
Mama Wallace encouraged you as much as she encouraged Patrick.
That's what
Surtain.
I was curious.
When you were playing, your playing days?
Well, you know, she did.
Because you played the same position.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, so she knows a good one from a bad one.
I think what she understood was, you know, she was just getting me to make sure I went out there and played.
Yeah.
And then she saw what a real player looked like. And it's like, oh, yeah, you great. I can tell. My mom had no idea he was a defensive player of the year last year. But all it takes is one good play like he made.
Oh,
and
so,
she was like, oh, she knew
when
his
she
face
went up to him, she had
went,
no context of anything about him
she
other
didn't know
than
how
today?
Great he was.
Or
knew,
yesterday?
She knew he was good. She didn't know how great he was. She didn't know she was talking to a future NFL Hall of Famer. You don't just bum rush a future Hall of Famer who got security guards. She said, yeah, I saw the security, but it was okay. It was okay. But I'm telling y'all the funniest thing after when my aunties ran in that picture, they just came in. They didn't know who it was, but they just wanted to run in the picture and walk out talking about how fine he was. I was like, wow.
Generational.
Listen, they said he was fine in 1940, 50, 60, 70, 80, and 2020.
They listed off every year?
They said he was fine in every year. She said, he's one of them. That's verbatim, my auntie said, he's fine across all generations. He's one of them people who's fine in all generations.
Powerful
wow.
stuff.
That
from,
is powerful.
The Wallace family.
They're
what
seven.
A compliment.
And adjacent family.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
People say that about you all the time, Strofe.
I was just about to say the same thing.
I know. You took your hood off. Are you getting better throughout the first hour?
No, it's just warm back here. We had apparently a heating issue in the building.
There was
so it was really cold this
in.
Morning, and I think we've done overkill. My apartment didn't have heat all weekend.
Oh, wow.
There was an outage, apparently. My apartment got down to 58 degrees on Saturday
Ooh,
night.
You did have a rough weekend.
Snuggle time.
Oh, it was awesome. Great snuggles.
And
I was the little spoon.
There's not enough snuggles to keep you warm.
You
boy.
Need to be the little spoon after.
We'll have Jason Wilde at 3:15. We will hear already. I mean, this is how you know. This again. I actually think Kyle. I think what you're going to hear next from David Kaplan, because he talked about this on ESPN 1000 in Chicago in his 7 to 10 morning show. Right, he's talking about us. Already.
Wait, the Bears have a big victory where they're back in first place.
Exactly. In 2 minutes, we'll listen to David Kaplan already thinking about the Packers and us next.